I just don't understand how some women will say, I gave birth and I didn't even know I was pregnant.
Yeah, how's that even possible?
I don't know. They have whole shows that are dedicated
to it. I've seen it, yeah.
Now, are these mostly bigger women?
No. They're women of all sizes, and they just don't have a say. They don't have any idea that they were pregnant at all until they gave birth.
Is it a very small baby?
Small babies, small women, large women, big babies. I mean, I've seen a show where
they had one big woman, you know. Where
it varies greatly.
Oh, yeah. The next one, she was like super skinny. You're like, how did you... And then barely had, like, she said, I gained like 10 pounds.
Yeah. There's a woman in North Little Rock, Arkansas, who just gave birth, didn't know she was pregnant, in a Golden Corral toilet.
My sister went around and looked in the toilet. She's like, I ain't never seen nothing like it. It's a baby. They were clapping when she came out on the stretch. Everybody wants to see the Golden Corral baby.
The Golden Corral baby.
The Golden Corral baby.
They should get her a commercial right away.
Yeah. Wow. Said she went to the bathroom because her stomach started hurting and she was cramping. She thought that she was just going to go to the bathroom and, you know, have a bowel movement.
Right.
And it was contractions and she delivered a baby in the toilet.
Well, I guess it's possible.
Yeah.
Because if you take birth control and you constantly take it, you could not get your period.
Sure. And not know that way.
And then... I just not happen to have, you maybe have IBS and you think those kicks, I guess it's possible.
Could. Like,
I bet you there's women that went several months without knowing they're pregnant.
Well, sure.
Like how long? 6 months?
Maybe. I think maybe 6 months would pop for me would be my point where I'm like, okay, I could believe that.
That would be shocking if all of a sudden you were 6 months pregnant, have to prepare for a baby in a few months.
Yeah. And then even more shocking when you go to sit on the toilet thinking you're just going to have diarrhea and you give birth.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't. I don't know how you
that
get there.
That can't be your first kid. That can't be
I
your
don't
first
know.
Kid.
Yeah.
That cannot be that lady's first kid where she's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And it's like, oh, she didn't. It wasn't even like, oh, that hurts.
But here's the thing. If it was not her first kid, don't you think she would maybe recognize some of the symptoms of pregnancy?
Yes,
I mean,
should.
There are things that happen that not a lot of women talk about.
Unless you have another condition.
Tell us, Katie. Tell us, please. Disturbing things.
Oh, I will tell you it all. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's creating life, Jason.
Yes, it's gross.
Yeah, I mean, some of it's pretty sick. Your boobs can tingle. You can have some lightning, like, we call it lightning crotch, where every once in a while there's
Sounds fun.
A zing of lightning that feels like it just zapped your whole lower swimsuit area.
Is it because like the pressure on your back? Or
it's nerves and things
and all
pressing
that,
and growth. And then sometimes you get these feelings of like almost like you're having a Charlie horse cramp. You know, you get those in your legs. You can kind of feel that in the lower part of your belly as things are growing and getting bigger.
Right.
Your boobs can get bigger. I mean, in most cases, not in mine, but in a lot of cases.
You're thinking any bigger?
I mean, a little bit. But I also didn't produce a lot of milk.
I won't say too much, but I was shocked because it's not. I don't care. I really don't. They had like none.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like massive.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't even believe it. Because from like none.
That happens. I mean, hormones.
Like squid's chest to like, whoa. Even smaller than squid's chest. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. But I mean, there's lots of things that happen. There's also the, I forget what the sometimes women's bellies, I forget what they call it.
Oh, yeah,
they
get
like the darker
like a dark
line.
Mark. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, there are physical things that you
plus
feel.
Plus maybe kicking and moving and right.
And if you're not having any sort of, I mean, I was very lucky. I think the only thing that happened to me was that I would get lightheaded sometimes or dizzy. And I thought, well, this isn't normal before I knew I was pregnant. But if you're not having morning sickness or there's no food aversions or heartburn, oh my God, the heartburn.
Yeah, that's true. That's a lot. Yeah, and us guys, sometimes we get constipated.
Yeah,
so we get
I'm sorry for you.
We get it sometimes.
So terrible.
Ben, you know somebody that thought, obviously it wasn't you, they didn't know they were pregnant?
Yeah, my wife's best friend about 15 years ago, she went to the hospital eight and a half months pregnant, and she gave birth on her second child. She stands about 6'1", weighing in around 230 pounds or so she was a bigger girl anyways, but she didn't ever gain no weight or anything like that. So, you know, the doctors told her, gave her a checkup and all that, run some blood and came back, says, hey, you're pregnant. You're about to have your baby.
Wow.
Let me ask you, Katie, what would be the shocking time period? 3 months of not knowing you're pregnant? Like when should you know that even if you weren't expecting it, that you were pregnant?
For me personally or in general?
In general, most people that have have no clue they weren't trying.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't have the period anyway because of the birth control or something.
I think 3 months is kind of a long time for you to not have any idea.
Because you don't have
to be showing, but there are things that, like we were just talking about, that happening on the inside that are...
But most women, the number one way is if they don't miss their period, correct?
For sure. So then you would be 3 months at that point without any sort of...
And you'd be taking a test. If you had consistent periods, after 2 or 3 months, you'd be like...
After
1 month, you probably would take a test just to be sure.
Wouldn't you also, if you... Like, women just don't forget about the periods, do they?
No.
Okay.
That's not...
Jason, they remind us every month.
Yeah. And let me just tell you, if you guys had periods, you probably would all die.
Not actually saying it,
you'd all die. Like,
oh,
you wouldn't survive one period.
Right on schedule.
You'd be like, oh my God, my cramps. And then you'd be calling out of work, lying on the floor, wouldn't be able to live.
The world would have already been ended.
It would have, for sure. No, that's not something that you just forget about. Now, there's times where, you know, if you are on birth control and you're waiting for a certain time, or if you're not on birth control, you're like, oh, give or take a week, you know, because everybody is different. But you're going in 3 months and there hasn't been, you definitely are thinking, could be something.
But if you take birth control every day, you know how there's the packets of pills?
Yeah.
And then there's 1 week that's not really, it's like kind of so you get in the habit.
Pills.
Yeah. But if you actually have real pills at that time, which you can be prescribed, you wouldn't get your period too. So you could technically gotten pregnant, go on birth control, take it every time and lose it. Or what happens if you get pregnant and then all of a sudden a week later you start taking birth control? So you think the reason why you don't have a period is because you're on birth control.
It could happen. Clearly it happens.
Mm-hmm. It happens. But would you say most women is like when they start showing, I mean, it's kind of... It's different for everybody, though.
It is, because you could be 6 months and barely showing.
Yeah.
I just think at 7, 8, 9 months,
the baby's so big, because it starts growing exponentially.
Uh-huh. I mean, maybe unless you have, like, a really, really long torso, or what'd that guy say in such a beautiful way? She's a big old girl.
Yeah, she's 6'1", 230 pounds. She's a big old girl anyway.
She was a big old girl.
Big old girl.
Yeah.
big old, long, big old girl.
My mind, and I was thinking of, like, please don't let her be listening. Nobody wants to be described that way.
Yeah, you described it like, there's not a lot of 6'1" girls in general, so she
knows.
That's
how you describe a cow.
Right.
She was a big old girl.
All right, so a very interesting. They have the baby, and also if you just join us, we have the Golden Corral baby. A baby was born in the Golden Corral. The lady did not know that she was pregnant.
My sister went around and looked in the toilet. She's like, I ain't never seen nothing like it. It's a baby. They were clapping when she came out on the stretcher. Everybody wants to see the Golden Corral baby.
Golden Corral baby.
What a scene.
Name them steak or macaroni.
What about the yeast rolls? Aren't they famous for their yeast rolls?
Yeah, right.
Golden Corral.
Call her buffet.
Call her Goldie, and then call her Golden and Goldie for short.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.